A company like Exxon can produce millions of barrels of oil every day, but across the country, there are still mom-and-pop producers that generate only a few barrels a day, yet they somehow stay in business. A case in point, Al Childs, who lives in rural northwest Louisiana. He spent his life in the oil field, and he's figured out how to provide for his family no matter what the price of crude is. From Red River Radio in Shreveport, Kate Archer-Kent has this profile of a fourth-generation oil hand.
Al Childs's routine starts the same way every day. He employs all his senses to inspect his oil wells. The pump jacks bob in time.
When I pull up to my well, I turn my radio down. I already got my windows down. You know, I can hear that well. I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm also listening to it to make sure that it ain't got something squeaking or a bearing fist to go out.
Childs and his brother drilled this well and 74 others on the family homestead. For two decades, Childs tended to these wells around the clock. They never went offline, even when crude plummeted below $10 a barrel. It was 1986. Childs was 22 with an infant and a new well parts supply store he purchased from his dad.
Our sales out that store alone was averaging, say, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of sales a month. My sales went to $3,000 to $4,000 a month.
Through the years, he's weathered the ups and downs by doing whatever it takes to keep his wells pumping, pulling iron, replacing belts, digging post holes, running power lines.
You got your nose to the grindstone every day, getting up before daylight, going to bed after dark, just wore out, you know, your back's hurting, and then you turn around, 10 years are done gone by.
Childs has an intimate bond with the black stuff. Standing next to a well, he rubs fresh oil on his fingertips, like lotion.
This right here is kind of a sweet smell. Really smells good to me. This oil here is about what they call 23 gravity. This is a good lube oil.
At 44, he admits he'll never be a J.R. Ewing, but he has managed to send both his daughters through college. The Childs family slowly built up production in fields that were proven more than a half century ago. Regardless of how high oil gets, his family lives frugally.
There's stuff that you need, and you've done set your life to where, all right, this is all we need. It's like my wife is driving a 91 Suburban. And it's still running. It still does a good job. I mean, I just can't see going out there and buying another vehicle.
His penny pinching isn't the norm. Independent oil man John Hyatt produces all over the Deep South. He's based in nearby Shreveport. He's encountered families with mineral rights who are quickly scaling the income brackets.
One of the things you can see when they start getting those first checks, big ones, is all of a sudden you'll start seeing new cars. You know, and I guarantee you some of these folks hadn't bought a new car in probably 20 years.
Childs has one indulgence.
It's a Sox baby.
10 pack mules graze among the oil wells.
And then we got Molly, Mike, Warden, and then that's Beverly and Sally over there.
Childs takes them to the Colorado Rockies to go elk hunting. He's made this pilgrimage every year, except in 1998. That was another time when oil hit rock bottom and he couldn't afford the trip. His family lived off their savings for a year.
After we paid the bills, operated these wells and everything, had about $350 left over.
Today, Childs is buying more land with mineral rights. He sold the wells on his family land and bought deeper ones that produce about 200 barrels a day. He sees how crude can lead to sprawling homes and fancy cars, but those are merely possessions.
There's integrity and honesty that no amount of money can buy. You know, what I've worked for, and there's probably people that would disagree with me, but I've been pretty straight. I think I have.
On this night, he heads home to a steak dinner. It's a permissible splurge, given the current market. For NPR News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent.